A friend who lives outdoors whenever he can tells me that what homeless people worry about most is where to find a bathroom when they need one. Even those of us who live indoors run into the problem, away from home or work. When we have to go, where do we go? A dilemma all societies try to solve. Here in Los Angeles, the city council delayed banning public urination for years, but not anymore. Here's reporter Alex Cohen.
Unless you're ready to pay a fine or possibly even do some time, best to find a toilet if you're in Houston, Seattle, New York, and now L.A.
The last time I checked, most people who are walking around on the streets of any city do not appreciate smelling urine or defecation. It's just one of those things that I think we as human beings would uniformly say is not appealing.
That's Carol Schatz, president of the Central City Association in Los Angeles. Schatz says public urination and defecation has definitely taken its toll on downtown businesses, and she adds it's a public health hazard. Hence, L.A.'s new ordinance making it illegal to do one's business on the streets if there's a public toilet nearby. But just because an activity is illegal doesn't necessarily prevent people from doing it. Vicky Rovere is author of Where to Go, A Guide to Manhattan's Toilets. Rovere says she understands why people go on the streets instead of asking to use a toilet in a bar or restaurant.
I think there's some people who are really intimidated by the thought that somebody's going to say no to them, and they're in trouble. Or in the case of drunks wandering the streets, they just don't care.
In America, most people would probably need to be a bit soused not to feel embarrassed when taking a leak in public, but we are, in fact, the minority. In many developing countries, plenty of people pee outside. Dr. Bindeshwar Pathak is the founder of the Sulab International Museum of Toilets in New Delhi, India. Dr. Pathak says in his country, there is no shame in public urination.
Indians are different. Indians have no toilets in their homes. 120 million houses have no toilets.
However, Dr. Pathak adds, in India, those relieving themselves in public follow a code of etiquette that is centuries old. For example, since toilet paper is scarce, Indians use one hand to clean themselves, and that hand is never to be used while eating food. But here in the relatively young country of the United States, no such protocol exists. That's why the L.A. City Council hopes to bring some dignity to the act by installing the King of Port-a-Johns, the J.C. Decoe toilet. These pay-per-use public toilets from France first appeared in the U.S. in San Francisco. Lori Armstrong of the San Francisco Convention and Visitors Bureau says these posh toilets leave nothing to be desired.
You got your business there. Self-cleaning floor, self-cleaning bowl. Apparently there's a 911 button in there if you need help. There's a grab bar. There's an automatic sink. There's just all kinds of nifty stuff in there. Extra knee space. There's a shelf, trash bin, mirror, and coat.
Cities across the country are following San Francisco's lead and ordering these luxurious commodes, but don't expect to see them on every corner anytime soon. Each J.C. Decoe toilet costs about $200,000. In the meantime, public urination and defecation continues to be a common occurrence on the streets of L.A. Here on the corner of Main Street and 3rd, homeless people sleep in cardboard boxes and keep their personals in shopping carts. Just down the street are four beige porta-potties that get plenty of use, but often not the sort of use for which they were designed. 48-year-old Janae Anderson lives on the streets and says it's especially hard for women to find a place to relieve themselves since most nearby businesses won't let homeless people in.
A man could just stand by the fence and pull his little pee-pee out and pee. A woman got to drop him and bend down. So, yeah, it's difficult for us.
Anderson says it isn't fair to fine people, especially those who have little or no money, when there's hardly any alternative but the streets. She says she would use the nearby porta-potties, except that they're filthy and often occupied by people doing drugs or having sex. Perhaps the high-end pay-per-use Decoe toilets will cut down on illicit activities, but in April of 2001, the first death in a Decoe toilet occurred when a homeless man died of a heroin overdose in San Francisco. For Day to Day, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.